A couple of weeks ago, I spoke at the Strathclyde Business Show, live and direct from my home in Oxfordshire. Completely new presentation. We talked about how to make sure that your networking effort, whether that's virtual, as everything is right now, or in real life, how to make sure that your networking effort actually turns into sales. We also looked at how to network virtually, some best practice for how to use Zoom and Teams and Meet and so on and so forth, and specifically how to use LinkedIn for networking. Here's the full 25-minute keynote. I hope you enjoy.
Hey, and welcome to the Networking Retreat audio show with advice, hints, and tips on business and networking, presented by your host, author of Business Networking for Dummies, Stefan Thomas.
So it's good to see you all. My name's Stefan Thomas. I'm the author of Business Networking for Dummies and Instant Networking and Win the Room. I write books on networking. I train people in networking skills, and I speak about networking. Up until March last year, I was traveling around Europe, England, Scotland and Wales particularly, and speaking to people about networking on various size stages. I've been a big friend of Hashtag Events, who run this event for a long time and speak at pretty much every event they put on in Scotland and England. And then my life changed a little bit, as it did for all of you, and I've had to reinvent myself as someone who speaks virtually. And I'm going to talk this afternoon. The seminar's got the title Networking Our Way Through 2021. So I'm going to talk this afternoon about how we can continue networking now whilst we can't go networking, what opportunities are out there, both networking events and things like LinkedIn. I'm going to spend a good bit of time on LinkedIn as well, because that's where I do a ton of networking. How you can actually turn your networking into sales, because networking's fun, but most of us go there to make connections and to actually introduce people to our business. And then I'll answer any questions. I'll leave it open to questions at the end of the seminar as well. So feel free to type them in. I've got a chat box up there, as I said. So hopefully you can see it. And if not, ask me questions on LinkedIn after the event, and I'll be happy to answer them as well. Something that I had a rant about on LinkedIn and Facebook and other places almost a year ago now was that I spotted and still spot that a load of people are talking about waiting until things get back to normal before they get involved in networking and so on. I had people saying to me for a year now that I don't like Zoom or other things for networking, Google Meets, Microsoft Teams. I'm not sponsored by any of them. People have said to me, I don't like networking there, so I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until we get back to real life. It's much better. It's better to be able to shake people's hands. The problem with that I'm still seeing now is what the rest of us are doing is getting on with it. We've all learned to use Zoom and Teams and Meet a bit better than great platforms like this. We've all learned to use them a wee bit better than we were a year ago. Most of us have got our cameras at a slightly better angle than we did a year ago. We've learned to light ourselves a bit better and so on. And we've learned to deliver things like our 40 or 60 seconds a little bit better. Those people who are still hanging on, everyone else is getting ahead of you. Now isn't the time to hold on. Now is the time to embrace the new technology, because I'm running a series of podcasts at the moment. I recorded a couple yesterday. I've got a couple more to record this afternoon. And I'm talking to people who run events in the real world. And one of the big things which is coming up, when I ask them what networking is going to look like in future, what events are going to look like in future, one of the big things that's coming up regularly is people are using the word hybrid. People are saying that they think that networking events might be sort of 3 weeks out of four meeting virtually, and then 1 week out of four in real life. Or what I'm hearing quite a lot about events like this one, and talking to Hashtag Events about it, about the possibility of having events which are happening in real life, but then people can still log in and stream them if they don't fancy coming to the event. Or if, for example, I'm speaking to you from here in Oxfordshire, which is a brilliant opportunity for me and saves the 7 or 8 hours travelling I'd have needed to put in each way to actually get to get up to you guys to meet you. It's good to see some people putting in the chat already. That's what slightly distracted me. So the rest of us are getting on with it. We're learning how to do this. The potential is that all events will be partially like this in future. So actually learning how to do this better is a great skill for all of us. A couple of real life hints and tips before I move on to other things, which are important. Demonstrate a couple of them live actually whilst I'm talking. The first one is, if you're going to actual networking events, I'm going to answer the chat as we go along. Let's make this interactive. Dorothy, hybrid events are very good for accessibility. People have all sorts of reasons why they can't attend events in person physically. Dorothy, my company is called The Networking Retreat. My business partner is a full-time wheelchair user, Chris. And this has been brilliant for him. This opportunity to get to networking events that he couldn't get to before, because frankly, Chris always had to check whether there were stairs. Chris always had to check whether there was an accessible toilet and so on and so forth. And sometimes, you know, he wouldn't bother because he's busy running a business as well. But this has opened up a huge opportunity for him. Something to bear in mind, which leads into my next tip. For people with a number of physical disabilities, actually, this is a huge opportunity. For people with a hearing impairment, virtual events such as this need us, all of the participants, all of the speakers, to think about it. And I've spoken to a load of my friends with hearing impediments, but this is a tip anyway. If you go to events where you deliver a 60 or 40 second introduction, or when you're speaking at an event like this, if I look around the room, or if I go over here and look at the chat, for example, it looks to all the world like I'm looking away from everyone. So something that I make sure that I do when I'm speaking to you all is I talk directly to the little camera in the corner of my screen, because then it looks to you like I'm looking you in the eye. If this was a real event, I would be getting eye contact with all of you around the room at various stages. I speak for a living, so I know how to do these things. So doing it virtually, I speak to the little thing in the corner of the screen. So if you're delivering your 40 or 60 seconds, it looks to the room like you're speaking in real life, like you're addressing them to their face. The other thing is, for anyone with a hearing impediment, they very often find it much easier to hear what you're saying if they can also see your face and see your mouth as well. So looking away, looking sideways, not being properly lit, all of those things can create an issue with people as well. So look directly at the camera. Second thing is, if you've got anything to put in the chat box, it's always worth having it copied so that you can just paste it and readier to go. Catherine, easier for people. Hey, Kat, we exchanged emails earlier. It does, I hope, remove barriers and stress anxiety. Kat, I get a bit of stress about whether the setup's working, whether the camera's working. Just coming back to what I was about to say, if you're going to put, for example, an advert for your business in the chat, it's a great idea to have it written out already so that you can just copy it and paste it into the chat box. There's an advert for my business. That was sneaky, but I tied it up as a tip. Going to talk about networking generally. Let's just talk about the events where you do have to deliver a 40 or 60 second introduction. People often get this wrong because they think it's an elevator pitch. We've been taught that it's an elevator pitch. And I was taught probably back in the 90s about this thing called an elevator pitch. And when I was taught, it was all about you were going to get into an elevator and you were the only other person in the elevator was Donald Trump. That's who it was when I was taught. Let's say Richard Branson, that's probably a bit more palatable. And you were only going up to the third floor. So what you needed to do was take that 60 seconds to tell him everything about your business. When you go to a networking event, you're not actually looking to tell people everything about your business. What you want to do is give them just enough that they want to find out more about you. This applies in real life or virtually. every big opportunity starts with a little conversation. So I've done about 1,500 networking events in the last 15 years or so since when I started this part of my journey. And why do I still turn up? Because I was at a networking event at 6:30 this morning. I've got stuff to do at 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock this afternoon. What am I doing here in the middle of the day? Every big opportunity starts with a little conversation. And all that I'm trying to do at networking events is start those little conversations. I have the opportunity these days. I work with the likes of Lloyds Bank, BT, Telecom Plus PLC, better known as Utility Warehouse, the Independent Office for Police Conduct, the Civil Service, and so on and so forth. I've worked with a load of really big organizations, and I get to speak on some great stages as well. But all of those opportunities started with a little conversation somewhere just like this. At a networking event up in Newcastle upon Tyne, 8 or 9 years ago, I met a guy called Andrew Charlton who runs Hashtag Events, and that's how I end up speaking in front of you guys today. I bumped into him at a networking event. We started a little conversation. We kept in touch. And at some point, he gave me the opportunity to speak at his events. Every big opportunity starts with a little conversation. When you deliver your 60 or 40 second introduction, all that you're really looking to do is give people just enough that they're intrigued, that they want to find out more about you. What I always do at events just like this is invite people to connect with me on LinkedIn afterwards. In real life, I've still got some, even though I'm not using them anymore, or at the moment. In real life, of course, I'd be giving you all my business cards as I met you. I'd have a pile of business cards at the front of the room. In the virtual world, what I do, as I did earlier on, is pop my LinkedIn or a link to my LinkedIn in there, and then invited you guys to connect with me so that we can continue the conversations afterwards. What that means is that for me, been out there networking for 15 years now, about 1,500 events along the way, is that I'm doing business with people who I've just met. That's fab. But also I've got people who've known me for 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, who are just now finding that they find that they want to work with me. Because let's explain something about networking, which is really, really important this year, particularly. It's all about trust. When we go to a networking event, we talk about the meet, like, know, and trust, or the know, like, and trust, depending on which flavor of networking you go to, how they describe it. It's that journey after you first meet someone, or you guys, some of you are seeing me for the first time today, until that point where you trust someone enough to do business with them or refer your best client to them, refer business to them. Just think about that for a second, because someone connected with me yesterday on LinkedIn and immediately tried to sell to me. A long time since I've been to a nightclub, but you don't go up to someone of the opposite sex in a nightclub who you're meeting for the first time and immediately ask them to marry you. You dance around the handbag a little bit. You do other things. The meet, like, no trust in networking is that bit after you've met someone, whilst you build up, allow them to get to know you, let them decide whether they like you or not. Remember, it's their decision, not yours, whether they like you or not. Not everyone will. That's fine as well. And then help them to get to the stage where they trust you. So that's up to you and what you do after networking events. This is what I'm going to talk about in Networking Our Way Through 2021. One of the things that I've done absolutely fanatically over the years is kept in touch with the people who I've met. And in 2021, you've got such a huge opportunity to do so that the real opportunity is that most people won't bother to do it. You've got all of these opportunities through LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat and WhatsApp. Don't exclude the ones which are for younger people. Younger people are on there and they're buying stuff as well. Don't exclude any of those. But all of these opportunities to keep in touch with people, and most people won't bother. So what does that mean? What does that mean in practice? Because what most of us do is we allow people to connect with us, for example, on LinkedIn, and then we put stuff out there, we put posts out, we put articles, we put videos out, but we never go and actually engage with other people. Something that I spend time doing every single day is going and interacting and engaging with the posts and articles and videos that my contacts have put out there. We expect people to read our stuff, but we don't put effort into to reading other people's stuff. This is interesting because when I start talking about networking events, people often think, when I start talking about networking, tied myself up then, people often think that I'm just going to talk about networking events, but it is so much more than that. Actually keeping in touch with people, actually putting the effort in to keep those relationships going. When it comes to relationships, social media, networking, business, personal, effort is currency. Putting the effort into building up those relationships is down to us. We do a really weird thing in business. A load of us do. We go to events like this. We want everyone to remember us. We want them to remember us so that when they need a service like ours, that they'll buy from us, that they'll recommend people to us. And yet so often people put no effort themselves into helping everyone to remember them. They think it's great. I'll turn up. I'll give people my business cards or I'll connect with them on LinkedIn. Yeah, they'll remember me in future. You know, everyone's busy putting effort into keeping these relationships going. So step one, be at networking events, be places like this, connect with people on LinkedIn, but then put some actual effort into keeping the relationships going. Because the more effort that you put in to engaging with other people, to commenting on their posts, to actually doing something about it, I promise you, the more people will come back at you. People will come back and look at what you're up to, what you're doing. And then there's another bit of work involved. I never, ever advertise my seminars as hacks or shortcuts or anything like that. Sadly, I talk about effort quite a lot. Doesn't mean that people have to work a load of time. Doesn't mean that people have to work 18 hours a day. I'm not the sort of speaker who's going to talk to you about hustle and things like that. But just putting the effort into actually keeping in touch with people is one part of it. But then think about, if people come back and look at you, what are they going to find on your LinkedIn? What are they going to find on your website? What are they going to find when they come back and look at you on social media? One of the ways that I build up the trust is that I put a load of written content out there about networking, video content, audio content in the form of podcasts as well, so that people who check me out can see or at least make their own decision that I know my stuff about networking and I know my stuff about LinkedIn and I know my stuff about social media. I put a ton of content out there. I put out professionally recorded videos of me speaking on stage, plus a load of stuff which I record directly to my phone. If you connect with me on LinkedIn, you'll find that I put a video out there every single day giving free networking advice. Because one of the biggest compliments I get paid along the way is that people tell me they feel like they know me. People who've only ever seen me speak, or maybe haven't even met me at all, just seen videos, the amount of content I put out there helps people to feel like they know me. Now, imagine how that moves people along to feeling like they can trust me or deciding whether they trust me or not. Because they feel like they know me. They've seen the written content. They've seen the video content. They've seen the audio content. And people often ask me, but if you put all of that out there, why on earth would people buy from you? The more content I put out there for free, the more people want me to speak at their events. The more people want me to work one-to-one with them. The more people come on the Networking Success Program, which I'll advertise again in a second. £149 to work with me in a group session and one-to-one throughout March and April. And we'll do everything networking related and LinkedIn related. The more that people feel like they know me, and everyone else can achieve the same. It just takes a bit of time and effort. It's easy these days to do videos, to do podcasts, to write content. LinkedIn allows you to put it there. Facebook allows you to put it there. So does YouTube and Anchor for podcasts and so on and so forth. The real opportunity is that most people won't bother. So when people come back and look at you, what are they finding? Couple of other things that I do on LinkedIn, because I don't just network at networking events. I use LinkedIn in a very, very specific way. And hopefully this will help a lot of you. I've missed a bit of the chat. I do apologize for that. It wasn't scrolling up. So, good to see that people are connecting here. Good. Great stuff. I'm reading all of your stuff. And connect with me on LinkedIn. I'll put my link in there again. Something else that I do on LinkedIn very specifically, I go and look for people who are talking about my subject. So in the LinkedIn search bar at the top, I search for people wherever they are who are talking about networking, and then I comment on their post. If I can add value to it, I read their post and I comment on it. People who I'm not connected to, I actively seek out people who I want to be connected to, people who book speakers for events, for example. But equally, if someone's talking about networking or one of the other subjects I feel I can add value, I find who's talking about it and I go and comment on it. Think about every post, every thread that is there, like a mini networking event. You can go and participate in that. You can go and join in. These are people who I don't know, I've got no connection with. So before the first objection comes up, because people often say, you know, isn't that a bit weird? How do you feel when someone comments on your LinkedIn post? You feel thrilled about it. How do you feel when someone new comments on your LinkedIn post? You feel even more thrilled about that. The other thing about it is that when you post your own stuff on Facebook and LinkedIn, Facebook and LinkedIn choose who gets to see it. You don't. So it's not all of your followers. It's not all of your friends. It's certainly not all of your page likes on Facebook. It's less than 7% of them who get to see it. So by joining in other people's conversations, one of the things that I'm doing is that I absolutely know that the person who wrote the post is going to check out my comment, because when you write something on LinkedIn, you see what people are commenting. And also a load of that person's connections are going to see my comments as well. So if I genuinely do add value, those people are going to see my comment. They're going to check out my profile on LinkedIn and start looking at my stuff as well. I put about 20 minutes of effort a day into going out and checking who else is talking about networking and joining in their conversations. Little tip for all of you, by the way, is that if you've got, and now this isn't working for my finger predictably, if you've got more than one Apple device, if you've got an iPhone and an iPad, which is what I'm talking to you on, you can copy stuff on one Apple device and paste it again onto another Apple device. Somehow magically, what I've just written or copied on my iPhone flies through the air and appears on my iPad. If you're enjoying what I'm talking about today, please do go and connect with me on LinkedIn, and I'm happy to continue the conversation on there. Good to see you again, Heather, as well. Thank you for the shout out, Rafia. I appreciate that massively. The Networking Success Program is starting again in March. £149 to work with me, and it will make a huge difference. John Shatford, the bookkeeper, put a load of my ideas and tips into action and has added over £700 a month to his bottom line from an investment of just £149. Networking Success Program, I put a link in there, but you'll find it on my LinkedIn as well. Very final thing before I go. If you've got any questions, pop them in the chat. I'll spend a couple of minutes answering them. One of the things that I was always told in my sales career, because before this, I was an estate agent for 20 years. Before that, from 1983 until 1988, I worked in retail. I worked in a shoe shop. And one of the things that I was always told throughout my retail career and then into estate agency is that you only get one chance to make an impression. And I've done 1,500 networking events. The course is I'm going to answer Catherine's question, Kat's question. The course is absolutely online, Kat. I've got your email address so I can send you details of it, of course, which I'll do so afterwards. I'm delivering everything online, and I have people from England, Scotland and Wales take the conversation on. Before I finish on what I was going to say, I'm sorry. I'm going to say, Anya, I'm terribly sorry if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. And as someone with a slightly unusual name like Stefan, I try and get that right. Online conversations may be easier for introverts and people with social anxiety. I've written a load of stuff for The Guardian and The Huffington Post about networking for introverts. One of the things that I really love about what I've just suggested about joining in other people's stuff on LinkedIn is that I'm an extroverted introvert. I present as extroverted for my work. I'm naturally introverted. I will need to go and take some time out after this. Commenting on other people's stuff takes a lot less introvert energy than posting my own stuff out there, if that makes sense. you know, a lot of us as introverts don't actually like putting ourselves out there terribly much. Commenting on other people's stuff, I find a lot easier. What I fell in love with about this, before I run out of time, because there's some great other seminars coming along, this is the place where, instead of only having one chance to make an impression, having done 1,500 networking events, having spoken for hashtag events something like 75 times now, this was the place where I found I got a second chance to make an impression, or a 1,500th chance to make an impression. For those of you who've been with me this afternoon, thank you so much for coming along. I've enjoyed speaking to you. Continue the conversation on LinkedIn. There are some brilliant other speakers coming up for the last hour of this session. I can't remember which other speakers they are, but I know they're brilliant. So go and check them out whilst you're here. I will enjoy being connected with you guys on LinkedIn. Thank you ever so much for listening. And I will I'll be in touch with you all soon.
That was the Networking Retreat audio show. Thanks for listening. If you loved what we had to say and you'd like to hear more, then please subscribe. If you know of anyone else you feel would benefit from this podcast, then please share it with them. We'll see you next time.